Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufte Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Prince Bank, Puris and Dawson, Cadets Chiropractic Center, Chris Wazinski for House, Appleton Area Health, The Dryer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Fixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan Fieldgrass Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Kenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo High School for Section 3A Girls Basketball. And Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here. I believe, what, Mitchell, this is the fourth game here in the Montevideo gym today.
Yep, this is the fourth game. It's between the 3-seed Minneota Vikings and the 6-seed Lacrosse Valley Eagles.
A full day of sports on Q92. Of course, we've been covering Section 3AA individual wrestling with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, and we'll have more wrestling right immediately after this basketball game. And so we'll finish this game out, and we'll get right back to Dick and Danny in Dawson with more wrestling. All right. Lacrosse Valley in Minneota, as they mentioned, the fourth game today in the section tournament here in Montevideo this morning at 11 o'clock this morning. The number one seed, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, defeated and ended Renville County West season 77-38. Then Lakeview down Canby 63-52. And that ended the Lancers season. And just the game just completed here, McCray 76, McCray, the number two seed, beat Yellow Medicine East 76. So here we are with Minneota and Lacrosse Valley. Now there's four games down in Worthington. Do you have them, Mitchell?
Yep. So the first game down in Worthington was between the one seed in the South, Hills Beaver Creek, and the number nine seed, Tracy Milroy Ballatin. Hills Beaver Creek defeated TMB 60-43. In the second game, the 4-seed Westbrook Walnut Grove defeated the 5-seed Edgerton 41-29. And in the third game, still going on, the 2-seed Adrian Ellsworth leads the 7-seed Murray County Central by 4, 46-42. And that game still has a minute left in the second half.
Wow, that's a close one.
Yeah, that's a close one. Could be a potential upset there for the South. And then the last game in the South, the 3-seed Southwest Minnesota Christian faces off against the 6-seed Russell Tyler Ruthven.
All right, so that's Section 3A girls basketball being played today. Coach Dylan Erickson of the Eagles, Coach Alan Panka of the Minneota Vikings in front of the scorer's table visiting, of course, about basketball, I'm guessing. I don't think they're talking about fishing or anything. So Mitchell, you got some stats and some information on both these teams.
Yep. So Lacqui Valley comes in with an overall record of 9-16. They have a conference record of 7-9 and a section record of 6-7. Their record on a neutral floor this season is 0-2, and their record in away games is 5-7. So a combined 5-9 away from Lacqui Valley this season. They come in averaging 46 points per game on offense. They give up 57 points per game on defense for a minus 11 point per game differential. They're coming off a 55-40 loss to Montevideo in their regular season finale. And they're currently on a three-game losing streak, and they've come in having a 3-7 record in their last 10 games of the season. They are the sixth seed in the Section 3A North. They were the 9th seed in last year's tournament. Last year they lost in the pigtail game against YME, and that game was played in Granite. They are 2-22 versus Mineota dating back to the 2003-2004 season, and those two wins for Lacqui Parle Valley came during the 2022-23 season. Lacqui Parle Valley comes in, this will be their 10th season, I believe, participating in the Section 3A tournament. I believe before that they were a part of the Section 3 AA tournament, so this will be the 10th time Lacqui Parle Valley's been in this section tournament. And they've lost to Mineota four times in the section tournament. Each time for these two teams that faced off, it had been in the subsection championship game, with Mineota winning each of those four previous games. Earlier this season, Lacqui Parle Valley lost to Mineota 59-44. That game was played in Lacqui Parle Valley. Lacqui Parle led by 20-18 at the half, and then they were outscored 41-24 in the second half. Now for Mineota, they come in with an overall record of 16-11. They have a conference record of 13-3. They lost to KMS in the conference championship 82-41. They have a section record of 13-3. On a neutral floor, Mineota is 1-2, and then on away games, Mineota comes in with a 9-3 record. So a combined 10-5 away from home for Mineota this year. They come in averaging 56 points per game on offense, and they give up 55 points per game on defense for a plus 1 point per game differential. They defeated Canby 61-27 in their regular season finale, and they closed their last 10 games of the season with a 5-5 record. They're the 3 seed in the Section 3A North tournament, and they were the 1 seed in last year's tournament. Last year they lost in the section championship game to Southwest Minnesota Christian. And then Mineota has won the section championship 11 of the last 14 seasons, and they've won the subsection, the north part of the section, 12 of the last 14 seasons.
Wow, that's quite a record.
That is quite a record. They've been very dominant in the section tournament over the last years.
Yep.
And so that, the 11 of the last 14 seasons, they've won the section championship. They've won 6 of the last 7, and they've won 5 straight between the 2010 and 2014 seasons, and they won 6 straight between the 2017 and 2022 seasons. And this will be the first time that Lacqui Parle and Mineota face off in the section tournament since the 22-23 season. That matchup was won by Mineota by a final score of 48-35.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Mitchell. And let's go through our State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First, for the Mineota Vikings, they're 16-11, as Mitchell mentioned, on the season. They played a mean non-conference game, mostly state-ranked teams. They lost the state-ranked Minnewaska area, as Mitchell mentioned, and also the Mayor Lutheran made the long trip to Mineota back on January 10th. Mayor Lutheran currently ranked number 2 in Class A. And Mayor Lutheran beat the Vikings back then 61-46. So here's your starting lineups for Coach Alan Thanka. Number 1, Sarah Greenis. He's a 5'8 junior forward. Number 2, Jalen Cookett. Jalen's a 5'10 sophomore forward. Number 14, Eden Maher. Maher is a post 9th grader, 5'7". Number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. Huzzabuzz is a 5'3 senior guard. And Nevaeh Hennin, number 4, 5'6 senior. Assisted by Bryce Jeppesen and Ireland Stassen. Ireland, of course, a former Viking herself. State champion, I should say. for the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. Number 5, Maya Sawatsky. Maya's a 5'6", 8th grader, guard. Number 10, a senior, 6 foot, forward, Jalen Lee. Number 22, Callie Hahn. Hahn is a 5'11", junior. Number 23, Kendall Shellstead. Kendall's a 5'6", senior guard. And number 24, Kayla Jan. Kayla's a 5'4", senior guard. The Eagles are coached by head coach Dylan Erickson, assisted by John Sherb, Lindsey Kranz, and Thomas Daniels. The Eagles are 9-6 on the season. So this is seeding purposes. The Vikings are seeded number 3 in the Section 3A North, and the Eagles are seeded 6. The winner of this game will play McCray this Tuesday night back here in Montevideo at 7:30. McCray just defeated and ended YME season 76-48. So that's where we stand there, and that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. And, yeah, so it looks like it's going to be a good game here, Mitchell.
Yep, these two teams are very familiar with each other when it comes to the Section Tournament, especially in the last couple of years. I expect it to be a good one.
Let's talk about the Section 3A Tournament. We've got a couple minutes here before the introductions of players. It's wide open. I watched Central Minnesota Christians win. They're a very good team. They're seeded number 1. And, you know, it's just wide open. If you play well, you got a shot at playing in the Section Championship game, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at it, Central Minnesota Christian will play Lakeview on Tuesday. That's one of the games in the semifinals for the subsection. Lakeview, a very good team this year. I could see Lakeview potentially upsetting Central Minnesota Christian. I could also see Central getting the big-time win there. So between McCray and Mineota, McCray, Lacapaw Valley, those three teams, and the other part of the south, I mean the north, excuse me, it could be anyone's game.
Yep. And Hills Beaver Creek, seeded number 1. Out of the south, they won the today big 60-43 over TMB, and the number 2 seed out of the south is Adrian. So, yeah, like I said, I talked to Coach Dylan Erickson a little bit. You know, you play well, you don't turn the ball over, you take care of the ball, you shoot well, you'll be able to win. So, all right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple minute break here, and we'll come back. With the opening tip-off in the Section 3A Girls Basketball Tournament between the Mineota Vikings and the Lacapaw Valley Eagles right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Hi, I'm Kendall Shelston with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect.
Welcome back to Montevideo High School, everyone. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silchi here. We're about ready to get going here. I'm excited, Mitchell.
Yep, this should be a good one. It was a tight matchup in the first game that they had this season, so Mineota was able to pull away late in that one, so expecting another good one here.
Mineota Vikings in blue uniforms with yellow numbers. The Eagles in their white away uniforms with black and red. And we got a good Mockapaw Valley crowd here to my left and a good Mineota Viking crowd to my right. And we're right in the middle.
Yeah, but it's one of the best broadcasting spots that we do is when we come to Montevideo.
Yep. So we're right behind the basket, actually. So we're ready to go. Here we go. Jalen took it. Dumping center with Jalen Lee, and Jalen Lee gets the tip. And here come the Eagles. They're coming right at us, if you're familiar with the Montevideo Gymnasium. We are broadcasting right on the end here. And the Eagles start out with Jan for three, and she hits it.
With a great start to the Lost Power Valley there, getting the early three-pointer to start.
Ayla Jan with a three-pointer from the corner right below me here. And the Lockefall Valley Eagles lead 3-0. Sarah Greenis with the ball, drives to the basket, lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Lee. Go ahead.
Mineota looks to be in a man-to-man defense here to start. I believe Lockefall is also in a man-to-man defense.
Jalen Lee dribbling out at the top of the key, gives it to Caleb. Back out to Sawatsky for three. That's way short. And it's picked up there by Eden Maher. She loses the ball. Taylor Jan picks it back up. Sawatsky, the Eagles keep the ball. Jan underneath the basket, running the baseline. Now in the corner goes to Sawatsky. Sawatsky with a one-handed floater. That's short. Gets their own rebound, the eighth grader. And they whistled her for travel, I think.
Yeah, it looks like she traveled with the ball after she missed her shot. She got her own rebound and then shuffled her feet. Possession will go back to Mineota.
Good hustle by the Eagles early on here. They're really getting it after it right now. Here's Sarah Greenis in the paint. Turns, I think she traveled. She did. She did a skip and a hop.
Nice job by Lockefall Valley moving their feet and forcing the travel.
Or a hop and a skip, whatever. She traveled. Oh, a little pressure put on here by the Vikings, huh?
A little full court press by Mineota here.
Ayla Jan was dribbling the ball across midcourt now. She hit a three-pointer to start the game. Inside the Lee. Greenis starting Lee tight. Back out to Shelstead. Back in the Jalen. Jalen in the paint. Nice move. Left-handed shot. No good. Ball's loose, goes in the corner, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lockefall ball.
I believe it went off Pearson Huzzabuzz for Mineota. Possession will stay with Lockefall.
Eagles inbound it to Lee outside the three-point arc. Back to Kayla Jan. Jan dribbles, goes to the basket, floats it up in the air. No good, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by an Eagle will be Viking ball. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Montevideo. And the Vikings haven't scored yet, and we've played exactly 2 minutes of the game. 2 minutes. Oh, nice pass down low. Shot up there, a left-handed shot by Cookett. She's fouled.
Foul was on Kendall Shelstead.
Jalen Cookett will be at the free throw line for Mineota. Her free throw is in and out. It was way in the cylinder, and it popped out.
Unfriendly bounce there from Mineota from the rim.
Still 3-0, Lockefall Valley. Cookett's second free throw is good, and the Vikings are on the board. Full court pressure now by Mineota. See if the Eagles can break it, and they do with Jan over midcourt.
We've seen Lacafali able to break the full court press easy and then had struggled with it at times this season, so we'll see how that plays out.
They bounced the ball into Jalen. He's taken away by Jalen Cook, and she's going down for the layup.
Nice job on defense there by Miniota, getting the steal and the fast break points.
3-3 is the score. Jan, again, being guarded tightly there by Ross in the lead. Lee gets the ball tipped out of her hands, and it went off her knee, the referee said, so it'll be a Miniota Viking ball.
Active hands by Miniota to swat the ball and hit it off of Jalen's knee, and it goes out of bounds.
Miniota will inbound it. They'll go the full length of the court. We have a 3-3 tie. Low scoring, Mitchell, for playing 3 minutes.
Yep, very good defensive start by both teams here, and there's the errant pass by Miniota going out of bounds.
Turnover by the Miniota Vikings. So the Eagles will get the ball with a 3-3 tie. Glad you're 22 today. We've got a lot of section sports coming up. Section basketball, boys and girls next week, and state wrestling. Jalen over to Sawatsky. Khan inside the lane, and she's fouled. Nice pass from Khan, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great job by Lee cutting to the basket after a dribble handoff. She got pushed in the back. Pearson has a buzz with the foul from Miniota.
Still 3-3. Eagles get the ball underneath their own basket. Gets it. They get it in the eighth grader, Sawatsky. Gelstead, top of the key. Back out to Sawatsky, and it went off Maya's hand out of bounds. Turnover to the Eagles.
Very good defensive start by both teams here, forcing a lot of turnovers.
That's one thing we said in the Subway pregame show, don't turn the ball over. 3-3, Miniota in Lacapal Valley. The Vikings with the basketball. Hook it, top of the key, 3, off the rim. Fighting for the rebound, Greenis gets it. Miniota keeps it. Huzzabuzz over to Cook it. Jalen with a jump shot. Good.
Nice mid-range jump shot there by Leah, or by Jalen Cook it.
And she has all 5 points for the Miniota Vikings. It's 5-3. Vikings with their first lead here of the game. 14-18 to play. Kendall Shelstead over to Jalen. And, ooh, reach in there by Greenis. Knocked it out of bounds.
Brandy Meyer checks in for Maya Sawatsky for Lacapal Valley.
5-3, Miniota. The winner gets McCray on Tuesday night back here in Montevideo. Lee in the corner right below me, right in front of Coach Panka. Her shot is blocked by Cookett. Goes into Kendall Shelson's end. Jalen driving the basket, and that's swatted out of bounds by a Viking.
They call a shot clock violation, so it'll go back over to Miniota.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yep, shot clock violation went off just before the ball hit out of bounds.
So Miniota's 5-3 lead, and they have the possession. They go inside and back out the top of the key to Claire Rost.
Acapella now looks like they might be in a 2-3 zone.
They go inside, and number 14, she turns, shoots. That's Eden Maher. Maher scores.
Nice right hook shot for Eden Maher.
7-3. You don't see a hook shot very often, do you?
Nope, not anymore.
7-3, Miniota. Well, since that three-pointer by Kayla Jan, Jan from the free throw line, jump shot and hard off the glass, no good. Khan with the rebound. She's fouled.
Khan was a real force on the boards in their first matchup. She picked, collected 19 rebounds for Fall Valley.
And Khan will go to the free throw line. Was that on Cookett?
Yep, Jalen Cookett.
And Khan's free throw, no good. Substitutes by both teams right now. Sawatsky back in for the Eagles. Looks like Nevaeh Hennon in, as Libby Seussner is in as well. Here's the second free throw. That's no good. So Khan missed both free throws, and it's a 7-3 lead for Miniota. They bounce it down low, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover Vikings. I think Maher was trying to, Cookett was trying to hit Maher, break into the basket, and led her too far. So the Eagles inbound the ball to come the full length of the court. A little pressure put on again by Miniota. Sawatsky doing a good job ball handling.
Able to break the full court press.
And the ball's, oh, we got a push. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Libby Susner.
Ended up pushing Maya Sawatsky.
You could hear Coach Alan Pinka of the Vikings below me. Not happy with his defensive play there. But the Eagles inbound it. Here's Brandy Meyer with the ball down low on the baseline. She stops her drill. Boy, and a ball stolen by Nevaeh Hennon. Hennon going in and tipped away by Shelstead, but the Vikings get the ball back.
Great job by Shelstead to hustle back.
Maher with a close-in jump shot scores.
Great job by Shelstead to hustle back after the turnover, but Mignot able to score inside there.
Eagles need to find some scoring here, and now Meyer goes off her hands from a pass from Shelstead, and the Eagles turn it over again.
Been a real struggle for Ocala Valley offensively ever since that opening three-pointer.
Yeah, the opening three-point shot by Kayla Jan, and get a little momentum going there, but the Viking defense have been playing well. Here's Maher down low, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Cook, and she's tied up. We got a jump ball. And let's see what the possession belongs to.
Looks like it'll stay with Mignota.
9-3. Vikings lead the Eagles. Oh, bounce pass into Maher. Good defense by Brandy Meyer. Now Sawatsky loses the ball, and then picks it back up. Here's Hazabuz for three. Off the rim. Vikings get the rebound. Back to Hazabuz. And Pearson drops it down low to Jalen Cookett. Back out top of the key to Nevaeh Hennon. Hennon with a long three-pointer. Glanced off the rim. And
last touch by an Eagle, it looks like. So it'll stay with Mignota. Shot clock is at 9 right now.
Hazabuz will get the ball from the referee. Underneath Mignota's basket, they lead 9-3. They get it in to Hennon. Nevaeh. Back out to Hazabuz.
Shot clock's at 5.
Inside to Jalen in the paint. Left-handed shot. No good. Rebound. Put up. Foul. Who's that? Number 14.
Eden Maher. Nice rebound.
I think that foul was on Brandy.
First foul in the game for Brandy.
All right. So Eden Maher at the free throw line. She missed the free throw. Jalen Lee.
Looks like Zoe Doctor checking in also for Lacapara Valley.
Zoe Doctor. I interviewed Zoe the other day out at Lacapara Valley, FFA week this week. And the free throw is good by Maher. She's got 5 points. Well, she's got 5 points. Jalen Cookett with 5 points. 5 plus 5 is 10. And that's what the score is. 10-3, Mignota.
Mignota on a 10-0 run after that early three-pointer by Lacapara Valley.
Eagles with the possession here. Here's Kayla. Down low to Krog, really doing a good job defensively. Zoe Docker.
Timeout called by head coach Dylan Erickson for that call.
So we'll take a commercial break with 11:24 to go in the first half. It's Mignota 10, Lacapara Valley 3. We'll be right back after this.
Larson Brothers Concrete has 2 dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Montevideo. Mitchell Eagles having a drought here offensively, down 10-3.
Yep, they hit their early three-pointer to start the game off, and they haven't been able to put anything together since.
And they inbound the pass to Jalen Lee, almost out at midcourt. Only person to score for Lacapara Valley has been Kayla Jan. And Lee down to Sawatsky, shot up. It's short. Maya gets her own rebound. And we got a whistle.
We got a foul call, it looks like, on Mignota, Claire Rost.
Sawatsky was fighting hard there.
It's a great cut by Sawatsky to the rim.
Eagles inbound it to Kahn at the top of the key. She almost lost it. Now Zoe Doctor with the basketball hands it off to Jan. Boy, this Mignota defense is just swarming. Here's Jalen Lee for three! There we go.
Big bucket there for Lacapara Valley. Makes lead 10-6.
10-6 at the 10:50 mark. Here's a long three-pointer by number 22, Hadley Krogh.
Great answer there by Mineota. Oh, they called it a two.
Wait, oh, they called it a two. Okay.
So score is 12-6.
Jalen Lee inside the Con. Con back off the Kayla Jan. The Jalen. Jalen for three. Can she do it again? No. It's rebounded there by number 12, Libby Susner. Nevaeh Henning quickly up the floor. 12-6, Mineota. Nice pass down low.
Great block by Las Palmas Valley, Zoe Doctor. And looks like Libby Susner stepped out of bounds with the ball, so now it'll go back to Las Palmas Valley.
Really nice block by Zoe Doctor. Well, the Eagles, 2 3-pointers in the first half, one by Jan and the other by Jalen Lee. Now let's see if they get some more points here. Kendall Shelstead turns, shot, no good. Ball's loose, picked up there by Libby Susner. Here's Ross. Quick throw down the floor, almost went out of bounds, and it's picked up by Zoe Doctor.
Great job hustling back there by Las Palmas Valley.
And the Eagles have the possession here offensively, down 12-6, under 10 minutes to play in the first half. They bounce it in. The ball's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Mineota Libby Susner.
Sacramento's offense is up the steal.
Oh, here come the Eagles. And, oh, Kendall Shelstead can't catch the ball. And it goes out of bounds.
Sacramento's offense has really struggled, but their defense has been able to keep them in this game with it only being 12-6.
It is a defensive battle, isn't it? They're really scrappy, both sides, both teams. Really getting after it defensively. Vikings with the ball. Long three-pointer put up by Libby Susner. No good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Zoe Doctor. And so the Vikings will get the ball underneath their own basket. Claire Ross with the ball. Inbounds it to Sarah Greenis. Over to Nevaeh. Nevaeh Henning, a senior. Ross goes in the paint. Puts up a one-handed shot.
No good.
Ball on the Eagles.
Ball looks like it's on Jalen Lee for the Eagles.
Score remains 12-6 in this Section 3A North playoff game. And Claire Ross will go to the free throw line, number 5. And the free throw's on its way. Ooh, it rolled around and fell out. No good. Boy, both coaches substituting. Coach Alan Pink is substituting a lot, isn't he, Mitchell?
Yep, Mineota subbing about 3 players at a time. Lockball's doing at least 1 or 2.
Second free throw coming here by Claire. And it's no good. Rebounded by Jalen Lee. Nice rebound position. Lee up to Kayla Jans. Inside to Kendall Shelstead, to Jalen. Here's Sawatsky. Maya, out back top of the key to Jalen. Left side, he's tipped out of bounds by Sarah Greenis.
Nice job by Greenis getting over and tipped the ball out of bounds.
Ball almost hit Coach Panka in the face. Knocked his glasses off almost. Vikings, or the Eagles have the ball. They're down by 6 points.
2-3 zone by Mineota really making Lockpile work for it.
Here's Jalen, they're going to have to hit their inside the Con. Triple teamed, and the ball's taken away by Jalen Cookett.
Nice defense there by Mineota. Force another lock of power turnover. And,
oh, and the Vikings throw the ball away.
Well, ooh, tried to hit Claire Ross running to the basket, and the pass just wide on out of bounds, so possession will go back to lock of power. Game a lot like the first game we called between these two, very defensive and points tough to come by in the first half for these two teams.
Mineota 12, lock of power Valley 6. 8 minutes, 29 seconds to play before halftime. Here's Sawatsky. Now to Kayla Jans. Jan, crossover dribble, goes it across the court to Jalen Lee. Back to the top to get Kayla. Shelstead, down low to Con, it's tipped away by Greenis.
McFarl just not being able to make the pass here early.
They're going to have to hit shots from the outside. There's a shot by Cookett in the paint, and it's rebounded there by Eden Maher, and she's fouled by an Eagle. Score remains 12-6. Mineota, if you're just tuning in.
Kayla Jan picking up the foul there for Lockpile.
And Eden Maher at the free throw line. Their free throw's up and no good.
Real tough for Mineota at the free throw line here. just 2 of 6 before that miss there by Eden.
Second free throw attempt by number 14, the ninth grader, Eden Maher, and her free throw's good. Gives her 6 points here in the first half. 13-6 now the score. 7:56 to go, and Jalen Lee having some trouble bringing it across midcourt.
It's a 10-second violation, so it'll go back over to Mineota.
Good defense there by Mineota's Sarah Greenis.
Full court press really giving Lock Pile troubles early here.
So the Vikings will throw the ball in from the side. Wide open is Huzzabuzz for a three, no good. Rebounded by Mineota. Huzzabuzz gets it back out of Jalen. Jalen drives baseline and drops it off to Maher, and she scores an easy basket.
Maher. 15-6. Mineota outscoring Lock Powell Valley 6-0 in the paint so far.
Sawatsky, Jalen. Oh, it goes through Kayla's hands out of bounds. Oh, my. Another turnover by Lock Powell Valley. Well, the Eagles have to keep it close here. Doing a good job holding the Vikings to 15 points so far in the first half. They just got to get the offense going. Here's Cookett. Nice pass down low by the Huzzabuzz, and she's fouled. Nice pass by Jalen Cookett.
Mineota doing a really nice job moving the ball around. That foul is on Maya Sawatsky. That'll be her first.
Got to say, the defense on both teams here so far is amazing, isn't it? They're really scrappy. Huzzabuzz at the line, or free throw's good. 3 points. Whoops. Wrong one. Second free throw here by number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. On its way, and nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there by the senior. 17-6.
See if Lock Powell can figure out a way to break this full court press. Looking like they can do it here.
Jalen over to Sawatsky. Sawatsky dribbles. He's quick. Maya is so quick. Down to Jalen Lee. Back out to Shelstead. Kendall to Sawatsky. Boy, the Vikings are switching on defense so well. Inside to Kahn. Kahn goes to the basket and lays it up. There we go.
A nice job by Kahn there, driving to the basket, getting the easy bucket for Lock Powell. That's the first time they've had an easy bucket all night.
17-8 is the score. Vikings with the ball and the lead. Nevaeh Hennon, spin move in the paint, pops it back out to Huzzabuzz. Pearson goes to the basket, lays it up, left-handed off the glass. It's short, rebounded by Cookett. Jalen. Now to Hennon at the free throw line. Back to Huzzabuzz. Pearson over to Seussner. And the ball is
off from Mineota. Go back to Lock Powell.
All right, off of Viking. You get the ball, and they'll bring it up court. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. We'll go through all the scores today. 17-8 Mineota. Under 6 minutes to play. Jalen Lee is going to shoot a three-pointer, and she hits the net. Nothing but net.
Big bucket there for Oxford Valley. That'll trim the lead to 17-11 for Mineota.
They needed that one badly. Oh, nice. Look at open. Oh, she missed the shot. Seussner underneath. Kayla Jen gets the ball. She's off and running. Look at Kayla go. And she missed the layup, and Kahn is there. And oh, it can't. It won't go in. Oh, a good opportunity for the Eagles. They couldn't convert.
It's a tough break for Lock Pride. Two good looks there at the basket. Just couldn't convert.
And in for three. It's off the rim. Goes all the way out to midcourt. And that's where Kayla Jan picks it up for Lock Powell Valley. 17-11. Jan down low. Drops it to Kahn. She lost the ball. Hannon got a hand on it. Here's a breakdown to Hannon. Hannon shoots and scores.
Fast-paced action going on here. We got teams going up and down the floor really quickly here.
You can see the Eagles are trying to force the ball into Kahn down low, aren't they?
Eagles really trying to take over the control of the paint. Mineota doing a nice job of defending them against that.
Boy, I tell you, when Kendall Shelstead gets the ball, there's two or three girls around her right away. Jan with the ball. The Eagles going to set up offense. 19-11. They're down by 8. Shelstead wide open for a three, and she hits it. Kendall Shelstead.
another big bucket for La Cucala Valley, who makes it 19-14.
That's the fourth three-pointer by the Eagles. Here's a shot put up by Cookett.
Nice job by Cookett hitting the long mid-range jump shot.
Yeah, well, it was just a two-pointer, right?
Yep, just a two. 21-14 Mineota.
4:08 to go. Kendall drives baseline. She's pushed out of bounds. But, and the Eagles will get the ball, or was that a foul? Oh, they fouled?
Yeah, that was foul.
Who was that foul?
Number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. That'll be her second foul.
Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their basket. They're down 21-14. Looking to get it in the Jalen Lee. They do, right in front of Coach Panka of the Vikings. Jalen goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. Good box out there by Libby Seuser. And then she loses the ball.
Ball called on Mineota.
Brandy Meyer. Look at the hustle by Brandy Meyer of the Eagles.
Fouls on number 12, Libby Seuser.
Eagles will get the ball. That's good hustle there by Brandy Meyer. 21-14 Mineota, but the Eagles have the ball underneath their own basket. Coach Panka patting the referee on the back, giving him a talking to politely. Eagles trying to get it in. They do. They get it in to Meyer. Brandy dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Stops her dribble. Nowhere to go. Now to Jalen. Jalen's going to go to the basket, and it hits the backboard and picked up by Mineota. Here's Claire Ross. Claire loses the ball off her knee. Goes into Nevaeh Hennon. Hennon with a shot. That's off the back iron. Rebounded by Kahn. 21-14 Mineota. Here come the Eagles. Good crowd on hand here this afternoon to watch Mineota and La Cucala Valley. The winner gets McCray. The loser picks up the softball gloves and the track shoes and the golf shoes, golf clubs. Brandy Meyer, short baseline jumper, Brandy Meyer.
Nice job by Brandy Meyer hitting the short jumper on the baseline for La Cucala.
3:04 to play. First half. Hennon, jump shot. Short. Rebounded by the Vikings. And now it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Viking ball. Sarah Greenis comes in for Libby Seuser. Vikings will inbound it. Ross gets the ball from the referee, gets it in. And here's a 22. Krog with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Brandy Meyer. Boy, the Eagles can get a three-pointer here. They'll cut it.
Yep, that's the one thing keeping La Cucala Valley in this game is their three-pointer in their defense.
Sawatsky to Jalen Lee. Jalen being harassed by Greenis. Sawatsky with the ball. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. To Shelstead. Shelstead forces the ball into Kahn in the paint. Kahn shoots and scores.
Nice move by Kahn there to get to the into the paint and score a good bucket for La Cucala. That'll cut the lead 21-18.
2:18 to play in the first half. 21-18, Mineota. Greenis goes in, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Cookett. Here's a three-pointer by Claire Ross. That won't go. Jalen Lee grabs the rebound. Coach Dylan Erickson's pumped up right now. 2 minutes to go.
Cucala's really picked it up on the defensive side of things. They've started to get some shots to go after being stuck on three and then 6 points for what felt like a majority of the first half.
Big possession here for La Cucala Valley. Shelstead puts up a shot, scores, Kendall Shelstead.
Great job by Kendall Shelstead going to her right, able to throw up a floater in the paint, able to get it to go. That'll cut the lead to 21-20.
How about the Eagles coming back here? 1 point lead for Mineota. The Vikings go down low, shoot, no good. Rebounded by Shelstead over to Sawatsky. The Eagles can take the lead with a bucket here.
Eagles, Dylan Erickson for the Eagles telling his team to slow down, take off some clock.
Shelstead, down over the con, to Brandy Meyer,
and a timeout called by Mineota. Coach Dylan Erickson fired up for his squad. La Cucala leads 22-21 with 1:07 left in the first half.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brandy Meyer with the LKPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, folks, the Lacapau Valley Eagles have a one-point lead over the Minnesota Vikings with 107 to play in the first half. Got a comeback quick here before halftime.
Lacapau's on an 8-0 run. It was 21-14 Minnesota, and then just like that, Lacapau fought and scratched back and able to take the lead here with a minute left.
Minnesota brings the ball down the floor. Clock running. We got exactly 1 minute. 1 minute left in the first half. It's a one-point lead for Lacapau Valley. There, Ross over to Nevaeh. Nevaeh's got an opening, goes to the basket, missed the layup, and it's rebounded by the Eagles. Kendall Shelstead, Shelstead is called.
That's the seventh foul on Minnesota, so Lacapau's in the bonus, so Lacapau's going to go to the free throw line here, Kendall Shelstead.
46.8 left in the half, and Kendall will shoot some free throws.
Lacapau just 0-2 from the free throw line here in the first half.
Free throws are important. Here's the free throw, and it's no good. Rebounded by Khan. She shoots it. Oh, she missed it. And now the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Minnesota ball. Oh, good opportunity there for the Eagles. What?
Opportunity there for the Eagles. Just couldn't quite convert. Now Minnesota goes down, try and take the lead back.
38 seconds left. Jalen Cook it. Over to Greenis. That's the free throw line. To Claire Ross. 22-21, Lacapau Valley with a one-point lead. Ross shot up, no good. There's another rebound by Shelstead.
Great rebound there by Shelstead. Way to go up and high point that rebound. Now Lacapau can hold for the last shot with there only being 15 seconds left in the first half.
Jalen Lee with the ball. She's going, drops at the Brandy, shot up, and...
No, they called a shot. They called a charge on Jalen Lee. They'll send possession back to Minnesota with 9 seconds left.
Oh, she's passing the ball to Brandy Meyer on the baseline. She got, and Lee got called for the charge.
Yeah, Claire Ross was able to set up in position for Minnesota, and Jalen Lee passed the ball and then ran into Ross and called her the charge.
All right, so Minnesota has it. 7 seconds to go. They get it across midcourt. They're down by one. Pass down low to Cook. It shoots and scores at the buzzer. And, folks, the Vikings take a one-point lead in the halftime. What a first half of basketball, Mitchell.
That great first half of basketball. The offense was hard to come by. And then when we did get offense, it was fast-paced. And both teams putting off a really good effort here.
All right, so we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
Mid-Minnesota Lumber offers design and planning of your home projects so you can be sure every square foot is used wisely. Not only home projects, but your farm building projects as well. Mid-Minnesota Lumber takes the stress out of building. At Mid-Minnesota Lumber, we order brands you want and pledge friendly service, customer satisfaction, and fair prices. Call Ryan at 320-289-2714 or check out their new website at midmnlumber.com. That's midmnlumber.com.
I'm Callie Kahn with the Lacapau Valley Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
This is John Evans from Greater Community Credit Union, and we are excited to announce that our Dawson remodel project has begun. The drive-thru will remain open regular hours, and the lobby transaction temporarily moved across the street south of the Country Butcher. We will continue to provide all loan and deposit services during the construction and understand the inconvenience to our members during this time. Please contact us if you need assistance with online services or other accommodations that you may need for your banking needs during the construction period. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters.
Hi, I'm Zoe, WV Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Montevideo for Section 3A Girls Basketball Playoffs. We're at halftime. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And the Minnesota Vikings lead the Lacapau Valley Eagles by 1 point at halftime, 23-22. It was a nice last 3 minutes for Lacapau Valley, wasn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, Lacapau really struggled offensively in the beginning part of the first half. That Minnesota was able to jump out to a lead. It was 15-6 for a large. Lacapau stuck at 3 points for a large portion of the first half, and then they were stuck at 6 points for another portion of the first half. And then able to start get a little scoring down, and they were able to outscore Minnesota 16-8 after it was 15-6 Minnesota, and so they trailed by one here.
All right, let's go through the scoring first for the Minnesota Vikings. They're being led by their sophomore forward, Jalen Cookett. She has 9 points. Nevaeh Hennon has two. Eden Maher with 8 points. Kirsten Husbuzz with two free throws. And Hadley Krog with 2 points. For Lacapau Valley, Brandy Meyer off the bench with 4. Jalen Lee with 6. 2 3-pointers for Jalen. Khan with 4 points. Kendall Shelsted with 5. Kayla Jan with 3. And okay, that 3 point for Jan was right off the tip off.
Yeah, that was first points for Lacapau.
So that's where we're at, 23-22. Well, you got some stats there, Mitchell?
Yep. So for rebounding, I got Minnesota out rebounding Lacapau Valley 16-15, so very close in the rebounding margins. Leading rebounders for Minnesota, Libby Sussner with 6, and then Jalen Cookett with 5. And then for Lacapau, it's a nice job of team rebounding. They got 5 players with at least 2 rebounds. Leading rebounder, Callie Kahn with 4, and then Kendall Shelsted and Jalen Lee with 3. Kendall Shelsted really picked up some key rebounds for Lacapau down the stretch. And for points in the paint, again, that's close too between these two teams. Minnesota has 10 points in the paint so far, and Lacapau Valley with 8. And then for free throws, 0 for 3 for Lacapau here from the free throw line. That's going to have to improve that if they want to still hang around here in the second half. Then Minnesota, they've been to the line 10 times, but they've only made 5 of their free throws. Or they've shot 10 attempts, but they've only made 5 of their free throws. So, again, for Minnesota, if they want to have a chance to pull away in this one, they're going to have to start making their free throws.
Free throws are important. They win games for you.
Yep, that's a big contributor right there.
All right, there's other games going on. Well, there was other games earlier today. This is actually the fourth game here in Montevideo, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the fourth game. In the first game, Central Minnesota Christian defeated Renville County West 77-38. In the second game, Lakeview defeated Canby 63-52. So on Tuesday, Central Minnesota Christian will play Lakeview. In the third game, McRae defeated YME 76-48. And then our game at half, the fourth game right here at halftime, Minnesota leads Lock Power Valley by 123-22, the winner of this McRae in the second game on Tuesday.
And that'll be here in Montevideo Tuesday.
Yeah, both those games will be here in Montevideo again on Tuesday.
What's happening down in Worthington?
In Worthington,
the bracket.
The first game down in Worthington in the south bracket, Hills Beaver Creek, the one seed, defeated TMB 60-43. In the second game, Westbrook Walnut Grove defeated Edgerton 41-29. So Hills Beaver Creek will face the one seed will face the four seed Westbrook Walnut Grove on Tuesday in Worthington. And then in the third game, Adrian Ellsworth held off Murray County Central 48-42. So Adrian Ellsworth will play the winner of the fourth game in Worthington between Southwest Minnesota Christian and RTR. Right now, that game with 3 minutes left in the first half, Southwest Minnesota Christian leads RTR 25-19.
Okay. All right. So that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. And your score at halftime. Stick around for the second half. It's going to be a great one. The Vikings lead by 1 point over Lacapal Valley, 23-22. And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly, and most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates the versatility of soybeans, and checkoff dollars help find even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lacapal County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
To win in sports, adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. I'm Shelley Bedner, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Montevideo, and I can help you create a game plan for financial success. Call 320-321-1426 to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're back here in Montevideo. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty, about to get the second half underway. Right, Mitchell? It's going to be a fun one.
Yep, Lacapal will get the ball first here to start the second half.
All right. 23-22, Minnesota. It's the third seed Minnesota Vikings taking on the sixth seed Lacapal Valley Eagles. Eagles go down low to Jalen Lee. She's fouled by Greenis.
That's a great play design by the Eagles to start the second half here, and now Lee will go to the free throw line. Eagles just are Eagles 0-3 from the line so far.
Looks like they have Jalen down low. And so some big free throws. We talked about free throws at halftime. And here's the free throw, and it's good by Jalen Lee.
Then a friendly roll off the rim there.
And we're tied up 23-23. Jalen can break that tie with her second free throw. And she does. Good free throw shooting in there by Jalen. And the Eagles have a 1 point lead, 24-23, to start the second half.
Looks like they're on a man-to-man defense.
Here's Ross for three. No good. Ball's out to the free throw line. Picked up by Cookett. back to Ross. Elzebuzz, down low, stolen by Kahn.
Great job on defense there by La Caprile Valley getting the turnover.
So here comes La Caprile Valley up the floor with their one-point lead, 24-23. Call a friend. We're going down to the last possession here. Justin for three. No good. Kahn with the rebound, and she's fouled trying to shoot the ball.
Great job by Kahn getting the rebound and going straight up with it immediately. She picks up the foul, and now she'll go to the free throw line. Kahn just 0-2 from the line in the first half.
If you're on your phone, text a friend, family member, tell them to tune in to Q92, because it's going to be a dandy down the line here. Free throw's good by Kahn, 25-23 Eagles. Second free throw coming. And that one was good. What did we say at halftime?
La Caprile was 0-3 in the first half from the free throw line. Really quick here in the second half, they're 4-4.
26-23. La Caprile Valley. Ross. Blocked by Jalen Lee. Oh, and it goes right into the hands of Maher. And Maher's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Boy, that was a nice block by Jalen, but the ball after the block went right in the hands of Maher.
Yeah, that's a great play, and it stuffed the lock foul. Jalen Lee picked up her third foul.
Eden Maher at the line, looking right at us, and her free throw is no good. A three-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Exactly 17 minutes to play. We played 1 minute of the second half. Second free throw, that rolls off the rim, and a rebound by Kahn. So the Eagles have their three-point lead in the basketball. Jan brings it across midcourt.
And you know, it also looks like they're in a man-to-man defense here to start.
Throw it over to Shelstead. This is Sawatsky. Sawatsky is kicked off by six. She's going in for the layup and scores.
Jalen Lee was running back for last foul, but with three fouls, she couldn't be overly aggressive on the block attempt there.
That was Sarah Greenis' first points of the game, 26-25. Here's Shelstead for three. No, it won't go. And good box out there by Sarah Greenis. Vikings up the
floor. Oh, RJ steal.
Oh, what a steal by Sawatsky. Sawatsky with the steal. Now she's double teamed, and she is
jump ball. Possession to go back to Mignota.
Good hustle there by an eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Here come the Vikings. They can take the lead with a basket. They're down by a point. 16 minutes to play in the ballgame. Greenis goes to the basket, shoots, scores.
Great drive there by Greenis. Takes the lead back from Minnesota, 27-26.
Eagles, every possession is important. They want to pull off an upset here. Kahn out the top of the key to Shelstead. Kendall drives on Cookett. Now to Jalen. Jan bounces it down low to Kahn in the paint, kicks it out. The shell set tipped away, back inside the Kahn. Tally scores!
Great job by the Eagles getting it to Kahn down low, able to get the angle to the basket, and the shot clock was under 10 there.
And the Eagles retake the lead, 28-27. Vikings. Ross in the corner, right below us. Greenis at the top of the key, 28-27, La Caprile Valley. The winner plays McCray. The loser's done for the season. Oh, look at that layup by Husbands.
Job by Husbands getting it off the glass and in for Mignota. They and take the lead back.
Back and forth to go. Lead changes here. 29-28 Mignota. Oh, a travel. Travel on Kayla Jan of the Eagles. That's a turnover. So the Vikings with their one-point lead will have the ball. A lot of time left in this basketball game. Husbands to Greenis. Being guarded by Shelstead. Now Jan almost stole the ball. Ross inside to number 24. This is Maher. Her shot no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. So the Eagles can take the lead now. This is a tight game, a close game.
A timeout called by head coach La Caprile Valley Eagles, Dylan Erickson.
So a timeout by Coach Erickson, and the Eagles are down 29-28, 14-23 to play. We'll be back with more Section Girls Basketball from Montevideo right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
minutes, 23 seconds to play in this section girls basketball game. 29-28 Mineota, leading Lacapaw Valley by 1 point. Mitchell, what a game this has turned into be.
Yeah, this is great performances by both teams thus far. Looks like Mineota switched to a 2-3 zone now.
Eagles have the ball, not for long, knocked out of bounds. Oh, it's last touch by Jalen. Kirsten Husband looked like she touched the last, but Jalen got a fingernail on it. Happened right in front of the referee, so turnover by Lacapaw Valley. The Vikings lead 29-28, and they got possession. They throw it in to Cook it. Cook it, quick shot from the free throw line. Bounces in, it's good.
Nice job with Cook it getting the mid-range jump shot. She's knocked down a couple of those tonight.
11 points for Jalen Cook it. 31-28. Eagles need a basket.
Last time these two teams faced, it was...
Oh, there's an opening for Kayla. She goes up, shoots. Oh, it's no good. Rebounded by Mineota. Ross quickly up the floor. And an easy basket for Cookett.
Lacapaw gambled there trying to get to the steal. Okay. Led to a wide open basket for Mineota.
And a quick run here by Mineota. 33-28.
These two teams played close in Lacapaw earlier this year, and Mineota able to pull away in the second half. We'll see if Lacapaw can keep it close this time.
33-28, Mineota leading. Coming up on 13 minutes to play in the ballgame. Shelfstead with a jump shot hard off the glass. No good. There's another rebound by Claire Ross. The Vikings up the floor to Huzzabuzz. In the corner to Greenus. 33-28, Mineota. There's a stop. Oh, Jan tips it. Goes across midcourt and... Oh, Coach Dylan Erickson wanted over back, or think, or saw something. Good defense by Kayla, but the Vikings keep the ball.
Shot clock's at 10.
Took it. Turnaround shot in the paint, and that's no good. Rebounded there by Bahar, and she's fouled.
That might be, we'll see here, number 4 on Jalen Lee.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Good news for the Eagles. Is it on Jalen?
Yep.
Okay. Coach Dylan Erickson will have a decision to make here. Free throw by Mahar is no good.
Brandy Meyer chips in for Jalen Lee.
So Jalen's out with four persons. Brandy Meyer. Second free throw here by the freshman, Eden Mahar. And that's nothing but net. Mahar with 9 points. And it's 34-28. Eagles need a basket desperately here.
Mineota comes out in the full court press now.
Boy, I tell you what, this Claire Ross is hustling. Just knocked the ball out of bounds.
Picked up a foul there.
Oh, she did?
Yep, picked up a foul on the reach-in.
Eagles will inbound it at midcourt. They haven't scored for about 2.5 minutes here. 34-28 Vikings.
That's a little travel.
Brandy Meyer caught the ball, and then she took a step. Turnover. So the Vikings have the possession. Nice crowd here in Montevideo, fourth game of the day. Here's a three-pointer by Greenus. Hard off the rim, goes ricochets deep in the corner. And last touch by Bahar. And the Eagles will get the ball. The winner will play McCray Tuesday night here in Montevideo. Here's Kayla Jan bringing it across midcourt. Ross is all over. 34-28, Mineota, Jalen. Kayla, over to Shelstead. Kendall with a short jumper. No good, missed it. Rebounded by Mahar, double team. Over to Ross. Eagles are harassing the Vikings, and now a foul on Khan, I believe.
Yeah, Lacapaw tried to do a full court press there after the missed shot. It looks like foul is on 22, so that's Con, that's her second.
Good defensive game by both teams. They're really playing well defensively, aren't they?
Yeah, both teams playing well. Oh, there's a nice cut by Green to the basket.
And it goes out of bounds. A foul on Lacapal Valley.
Foul's on Kendall Shelstead.
So the Vikings get the ball underneath their basket, looking to inbound it, and they get it in. The Maher shoots quickly. Con with the rebound. Oh, we got a jump ball call.
That was a quick jump ball.
Jump ball.
They'll go back to Lacapal Valley.
Quick whistle there. Eagles are getting inbound it, and they get it in. Then a full court press, a nice outlet pass to Sawatsky. Here's Maya. Kicks it in the corner to Brandy. Brandy, quick shot. It goes over the rim, picked up by Maher. Here come the Vikings up the floor. They lead 34-28.
Lacapal not finding the success they had from three-point range here in the second half that they had in the first half.
Greenus to Cook it. Cook it. Goes to the basket. She's just a 10th grader. She lays it up and in.
Good by Jalen Cook it there. That'll build lead back up to eight.
Eagles, they were only down by a point. Actually, they led in the second half here. 26-23 to start the second half. They've only scored 2 points. All right, here's Con down low and Kelly. She must have heard me.
There's a big bucket there for Lacapal Valley that makes it 36-30 Mineota.
They really needed that bad, didn't they? 10 minutes, 28 seconds to play. Maher uses her left hand. Boy, she's on fire right now.
Mineota really attacking the paint here to start the second half.
38-30, an 8-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Kayla Jan directing the offense here at the top of the key. Over to Shelstead. Back to Kayla. Here's Sawatsky. Back to Kayla. Kayla and Sawatsky just playing catch on top of the key.
Shot clock's down to 10 now. Shot ball.
Kayla going to drive to the basket. Floats a shot up. Trying to get it off the glass. Con with the rebound and put back.
Great job by Con. Taking on the offensive glass. Getting the put back to Lacapal.
12 points for Sally Con. 38-32. Ross putting her fist up, just showing a play. See what they run here. Cook it. Hard to imagine. Look at the. Now, ball to Brandy Meyer ties it up.
They called, Mineota called timeout just beforehand.
So, Coach Panko wants to talk things over here with a timeout on the floor. 9:25 to play. We'll be right back after this.
And now for the Madison Dental Clinic. Here are this year's Little Blessings preschool students.
Dr. Brandon always tells us, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush them in the morning and in the bedtime, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, yes!
Good advice from the Little Blessings preschool students and the Madison Dental Clinic, Dr. Brandon Alstead.
Paul Ramo Mitchell still here back in Montevideo, Section 3A girls basketball. And it's a 38-32 lead for Mineota Mitchell. Jalen Lee on the bench with four personal fouls.
Yep, and you can kind of notice it fell off a foul. They're a little bit sluggish on the offensive side. And they're sticking around, though. Hanging in there tough, playing good defense, scoring when they can get opportunities. So we'll see what happens here down the stretch.
So how long do you leave Jalen Lee on the bench? We'll see. The timeout's over. Zoe Doctor comes in on the floor now, along with number 15.
Brooklyn Olsen. So that's Paul.
Brooklyn Olsen, her first action tonight. So different lineup for the Eagles in there right now. Mineota with the ball and a 38-32 lead. Here's a shot from the baseline. Good. Just about Suster with a basket, her first.
That's tough for that ball. Shot clock was down under five, and Mineota able to make that baseline jump shot.
40-32, Mineota. Shelstead in the con. She's been having a great game. Over to Jan. Shelston in the con again. Kicks it out. Olson, Doctor, Zoe. Passes over to Kendall. Here's Jan, wide open for three. Oh, she overshot the rim. No good. Rebounded by Mineota in the corner. But they throw it away. Kayla Jan goes in for the layup. Oh, she's short on the layup. And we got a foul as Khan grabbed the rebound.
Good shot by Khan getting the rebound there. So I think they're going to send her to the free throw line. She's 2 of 4 at the line so far tonight. Made her last two, though.
8-point lead for the Vikings. 8:33 to play. Free throws by Khan. That gives her 13 points for the game. She only had 4 in the first half. 40-33. Second free throw, nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there by Khan.
Free throw's going to be important for Oxford to come back when they get a chance.
They go down. Mineota goes down to Hannon. 40-34. To see if the Eagles can get a stop here with 8:20 to play. Hannon banks it in for three. Bank shot for three.
It's tough for Oxford to come back if Mineota is going to be able to make shots like that for the rest of the second half. Leads back up to 9.
Nevaeh Hannon. She called bank shot, I think. A 3-pointer by Hannon, and now it's
double dribble.
Double dribble there by Zoe. Turns the ball over. 43-34. 7:59 to go. Here's a shot put up. That's a 2-pointer by Kroll. And it's 45-34.
Mineota's starting to pull it away now. Lockball not able to find the success from three-point range like they did in the first half.
And they shoot down low. That was Olson. Won't go. Rebounded by Mineota. Here's Huzzabuzz. Goes in for an easy layup.
Great drive by Huzzabuzz into the lane for Mineota's score. Makes it now a timeout called by Dylan Anderson and Lockball Valley Eagles.
47-34. Mineota with a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Section 3A Girls Basketball from Montevideo. Mineota leads 47-34.
Hi, I'm Zoe Doctor with the LQPV Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Montevideo for Section 3A Girls Basketball. And the Mineota Vikings have kind of opened up the lead now over the Eagles, 47-34, Mitchell.
Yep, over the last 2 minutes, Mineota's outscored Lockball Valley 9-2. So looks like Lockball put Jalen Lee back in the game with their 4 fouls.
Swatsky's back in, too.
See if Lockball can make a run here, close out the game.
Ooh, Mineota changed up their defense, it looks like.
It looks like a 2-3 zone.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. Eagles 9-16 on the season. Trying to upset Mineota in the playoffs here. Ball's tipped out of bounds. The Eagles will keep the ball. Yeah, you're right, Mitchell. They haven't shot very well from three-point line. I don't know if they've made one here in the second half. They haven't.
They haven't made one. I don't think they've attempted very many here in the second half.
Jan.
Shot clock's at 5.
Khan on the baseline falls down. She's pushed down, I should say. A foul there.
Looks like Leah Cook checks into the game for Mineota.
It looks like she picked up the foul. So the Eagles will get the ball underneath their basket. Down 47.
The shot clock.
Here's Jalen for 3. Off the side rim. Goes deep in the corner. Nevaeh Hannon. Oh, it's stolen by Sawatsky. She goes and missed the layup.
That's just a tough break there for Lockball Valley, getting the steal and just couldn't convert on the layup.
Here's a shot by Kroll for the baseline. Is that a 3-pointer?
Nope, that was a 2-pointer. That'll push the lead to 15, 49-34.
Boy, what a steal by Sawatsky, and she just missed the layup. That would have helped.
That's a 4-point swing there.
Here's Lee for 3. Oh, no, that's a 2-pointer.
Called it a 2. 49-36 Mineota.
That was awful close. She needed to back her big toe up. That was awful close to a three-pointer. Here's the Hannon jump shot in the paint. No good. Nice rebound by Todd. I tell you what, Todd is playing a whale of a game here.
Yeah, she's got seven rebounds here in the second half after only having four in the first.
49-36 Vikings. 5:57 to play. Jalen drops it down to Khan. Khan shot. She scores again.
Leads down to 11, 49-38.
16 points for Khan.
A nice baseline jumper.
Hannon left alone for a three. That's short. Rebounded by the Vikings. They put the shot up. No good. And Leah Cookett with the rebound. Cookett from the free throw line. Her shot is way short. It goes out of bounds. It'll be locked 12 ball.
Knocked ball, very fortunate there. Gave up, look, I think it was three offensive rebounds there to Mineota. Didn't give up any points, though.
Time running out on the Eagles. They need buckets, and they need it fast. Down 49-38. 5 minutes, 20 seconds to play. They go down low to Jalen. Jalen goes to the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line.
You got to make your free throws here if you're locked ball. No time coming off the clock. They can cut it down to 9 points.
Well, you can stop the clock and get some points. That's what the Eagles want. To get back into this. Down 49-38. Jalen's free throw is good. Gives her 11 points. Hey, it's a 10-point lead. They can get it under 10 here. Second free throw coming here by Jalen. On its way, good.
Good shot by Jalen to make the free throws, down to a 9-point game.
49-40. Here's a three-pointer. Good! Oh, my goodness, that was Libby Suster deep in the corner. Boy, they answered right back, didn't they?
Yeah, that was a big-time shot for Libby Suster and Mineota. Push the lead to 12.
Swatsky. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Someone's season's going to end. Here's a shot from a short jumper there by number 15.
Brooklyn Olsen, I think.
Brooklyn Olsen. Brooklyn Olsen, the sophomore with her first point.
Cut it to 10.
Vikings bump into each other. Now they throw it to number 12, Susner. Nevaeh, 52-42. You're a Viking, you kind of want to work the whole shot clock, don't you?
Yep, shot clock is down to 10.
There's a three-pointer by Hazabaz. Oh, nothing but net. That was a killer there.
Yeah, they got a, looks like a timeout by Mineota after that big-time three.
So we'll take another commercial break. 55-42, Mineota with 4:13 to play here in this section girls basketball game. We'll be right back.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
All right, Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Montevideo. It's 55-42, the Vikings, Mitchell.
Yep, Mineota, they started to knock down their three-pointers after Lockefeller cut it to 9 points. It was 49-40. Then Mineota hitting back-to-back three-pointers make it 55-42 with 4:13 to play.
I want to thank all our fine section sports sponsors, especially Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. I got to say that because Brandon Peterson's looking right at me and he's waving at me from the stand, so I told him I'd give him a shout-out. All our section sponsors, appreciate them. And UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, appreciate that too. All right, here we go. We got 4 minutes to go. 4 minutes to go in this section basketball game. 55-42. Eagles going to have to shoot the ball often. Sawatsky, Jalen, being guarded by Hennon. Sawatsky, boy, Mineota plays good defense. And Jalen for three! Oh, my goodness!
It's a big-time answer for Lacrosse Valley, and Jalen Lee with that three-pointer cuts it to 10.
The senior, Jalen Lee, says, I'm not done yet. She don't want her career. Ooh,
a double dribble. It's going back over to Lacaparo.
All right, maybe a little momentum here now for the Eagles. Let's see if they can. That was a big three-pointer by Jalen Lee. Cuts it to 10. 55-45. 3:34 to go. Jalen with the ball down low. Here's Shelstead for three. Oh, he missed it. Rebound. Put back by Jalen Lee.
Great job by Lee getting possession for that offensive rebound. They cut the lead down to single digits. It's down to
55-47. Can the Eagles do it? Can they pull off an upset? Mineota with the ball. How's the buzz? Nevaeh Hannon being guarded by Sawatsky. Nevaeh goes, splits the defenders, lays it up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Shelstead. Shelstead pushes it up to Kayla Jan.
Lacaparo's going to have to score every offensive possession down the stretch here.
55-47. Oh, and the Eagles lose the ball.
It's a tough turnover for Lacaparo, and then they call a foul.
Wow. Yeah, every possession now, Mitchell, for Lacaparo Valley, can't turn it over.
I think that foul's on Kendall Shelstead.
Here we go.
Lacaparo has to play some tough defense down the stretch here.
55-47, Mineota. Greenis with the basketball. Down to Cookett, Jalen Cookett. At the free throw line, almost lost the ball. Now bounces the...
I think they got a bump. Call foul on Cali Con, Lacaparo.
You win this game, you play McCray. You come back here in Montevideo on Tuesday. You lose, you're done.
The third foul on Con.
Your season's over if you lose. Inbound pass underneath the Viking basket. They get it down low. Shot up by Maher. She missed it. And here comes Jalen Lee. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Eagles need a point. Jalen goes hard to the basket.
They call it. They call the foul on Mineota. That was Pierce Nusbaum picking up the foul. That was close. That could have been Jalen's fifth.
Yeah, Jalen could have been called for a charge there. They gave the Huzbuzz, and Huzbuzz coming over to talk to the referee.
I think she was just a second late.
Important free throws here for Jalen Lee, and she makes the first one. Jalen only had 6 points in the first half, 2 3-pointers, and now she has 18. And it's 55-48. Second free throw. That's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Cookett. 55-48.
7 point game with 2:10 to play.
Greenis. Over to Ross. Beyond the 3-point arc. Sawatsky guarding her tightly. Jalen Cookett with the ball to Greenis. Oh, nice give and go there. And a shot up. No good. Con with a big push there on Huzzabuzz.
And I think that might be the fourth foul on Con. Both teams are in the bonus now for the rest of the game.
Big free throws here for number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. She has 9 points, and now she has 10.
Kirsten 3-3 now at the free throw line with one more to go.
You know, don't count the Eagles out yet, because if they can hit some three-pointers, that's a big swing. Here's a second free throw. That's missed. No good. It's rebounded by Jalen Cookett. Strong rebound by Jalen Cookett. And the Vikings keep the ball. Greenis for three. That's short. Sawatsky picks it up. Eagles have a minute 45 left.
They're down by 56-48.
They need a quick basket here. Sawatsky to Jan. Jan kicks it over to Shelstead to Jalen. Jalen's going to drive on Greenis on the baseline. Shelstead top of the key. Vikings are playing defense tough. Jan pulls the shot up and it rattled in and out. Oh, my goodness, that ball was in the cylinder by Kayla Janin's out.
That's just a tough break there for Lacaparo. Now down to a minute 10 left in the game.
They could have cut it to 6 points there. A minute 8 to play. 56-48, Mineota. Here's Huzzabuzz in the paint. Easy basket. Nobody really guarding this.
Oh, no one notices the ball is inbound, and it's turned over, and it goes back to Mineota on the steal.
53 seconds to play. It's a 10-point lead for Mineota. Now they're going to just run the ball, and they'll run the shot clock down to zero.
Yep, 20 seconds on the shot clock, 40 seconds on the game clock.
The Eagles are going to have to foul here.
The Eagles choosing not to foul.
Not to foul, I guess. Well, looks like the Vikings will move on. They go down low to Maher. Her shot's up, no good. Rebounded, and a foul there. 58-48, Mineota with 24 seconds to play.
Jalen Cookett going to the free throw line for Mineota.
Number two, she'll be back for a couple more years. She's only a sophomore, Jalen Cookett. And her free throw is good, gives us 16 points. 59-48, Mineota. Second free throw by Cookett, and that is off the front of the rim, no good. 20 seconds to go. Here's the Eagles with the ball. Jalen Lee, a senior, played a lot of basketball. Here's Khan from way out, no good. 13 seconds to go, and that'll probably do it.
And a good effort by Luckfell, just not quite enough.
59-48 is your final score. And that will end the season for Lacapaul Valley and a number of seniors that we'll salute in the Neon Needles postgame show. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles postgame show right after this.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like Chicken Strip Basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, Sundays, Royal Treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
Hi, I'm Jalen Lee with the LQPV girls basketball team. You're listening to Q92.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
As a parent, you want the best for your kids. It's vital that you give them a good foundation. At United Prairie Bank, we want to give the child in your life a head start on building a bright financial future, which is why we created a new Future Saver Youth Savings Account. When you open one of United Prairie's youth savings accounts, you're helping your kids develop good money habits as they start saving for their future. At United Prairie Bank, we'll help you and your children get there. Member FDIC.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit ludvigsontiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun Bank, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
It's the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silta here in Montevideo for Section 3A Girls Basketball. Your final score, Mineota 59, Lacapaul Valley 48. The Eagles gave them a run there, didn't they, Mitchell?
Yep, they cut the lead. I believe it was down to 8 at one point coming down the stretch, and they just couldn't quite have enough to come back all the way.
All right, let's go through your scoring. First for the Mineota Vikings, Sarah Greenis with 4 points. Jalen Cook had led the Vikings in scoring with 16. Nevaeh Hennon with 3. Libby Seussner with 4 points. Eden Maher had a nice game with 11. Kirsten Huzzabuzz had a nice game with 12. And Krog was 6. And that's your scoring for, you have them for rebounds for the Vikings?
For Mineota, total rebounds, I had them for 35. And for their individual leaders, I had Jalen Cook it with 10 rebounds, Eden Maher with 7, and Libby Seussner with 7.
Okay. Well, for Lacapaul Valley, we've got Brandy Meyer off the bench with 4. Olsen scoring with 18 points. Brooklyn Olsen scored a bucket. Callie Kahn had a tremendous game, 16 points for Kahn. Kendall Shelstead with 5. Kayla Jan with 3. That's your scoring for the Eagles. Rebounds?
And for rebounds for Lacapaul Valley, I had them total at 27. And their individual leader, Callie Kahn, with 12 rebounds.
All right. And, talk about some of the other games here.
So for other games in section tournament for today, it started off here between Central Minnesota Christian and Renville County West. Central Minnesota Christian was the 1 seed, RCW the 8 seed. Central won 77-38. In the second game, 4 seed Lakeview defeated 5 seed Canby 63-52. So on Tuesday in the first game from Montevideo, Central Minnesota Christian will play Lakeview. Then in the third game, the 2 seed McRae defeated 7 seed YME 76-48. And then in the fourth game here, Mineota, the 3 seed, defeated Lacapaul Valley, the 6 seed, 59-48. In the second game on Tuesday from Montevideo, it'll be the 2 seed McRae versus the 3 seed Mineota. Then in the south half, the games were taking place in Worthington. Hills Beaver Creek defeat the 1 seed, defeated the 9 seed TMB 60-43. 4 seed Westbrook Walnut Grove defeated 5 seed Edgerton 41-29. The 2 seed Adrian Ellsworth defeated Murray County Central 48-42. And with 5 minutes left in the second half, Southwest Minnesota Christian is leading RTR 51-38 on Tuesday in Worthington. The first game will be the 1 seed Hills Beaver Creek versus the 4 seed Westbrook Walnut Grove. And then Adrian Ellsworth, the 2 seed, will face the winner of the 3-6 game between Southwest and RTR.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. And, of course, the last game for some of these Lacapaul Valley seniors, Rebecca Torgerson, Zoe Doctor, Brandy Meyer, Jada Kessler, Jalen Lee, and Kendall Shelstead and Kayla Jan. Boy, that's a core group of girls there, isn't it?
Yep, a lot of the production from Lacapaul Valley came from those seniors this year, so going to have some work to do next year trying to find players to replace them.
All right. And a good group of girls there. Good season. You know, it's always fun. It's always sad to have the season end. The Eagles end their season 9-17. And so, just good group of girls there for Coach Dylan Erickson.
Yeah, for sure. That wasn't the way they wanted to go out, but they played really tough here today. And that's all you can really ask for from your players, is to give everything you had.
Yep.
Sometimes it'll just won't always go all the way you want it, but it was a good effort shown by them today.
Okay, our next broadcast, Mitchell, where are we going to be Monday? This is going to be fun.
Monday we'll be down in Tracy for the Camden Conference Championship. Dawson Boyd will face the North North leader in the Camden will face the South leader TMB on Monday night.
That's a 7 o'clock start too.
7 o'clock start.
No B squad.
Just the varsities for the Camden Conference Championship. Dawson's chance for a three-peat. They've won the last two, and now they'll go for a three-peat.
All right, and that's Monday night right here on Q92. And then Tuesday we'll be back here with more Section 3A girls basketball. All right, Mitchell, thanks a lot. We're off and out again.
Thank you, Paul. It's always fun to call playoff basketball.
It is, and it's just going to get funner. Is funner a word?
We'll say it.
It's going to get better and better and better. Okay. All right, thanks, Mitchell, and thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring Section Sports here on Q92. And I think we're going to have more wrestling for you with Dick Newman and Danny Lee coming up shortly here. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard News Kit, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Now's the time to buy a new Whirlpool refrigerator at Odin & Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center in Madison. If the heart of your home is the kitchen, the heart of your kitchen is the fridge. Finding what's important, that's caring. And that's why Whirlpool has made it easier to organize your fridge. With 9 flexible storage zones, the Perfect Places system ensures you can always see what you have and find what you need. Or perhaps it's time for a new Whirlpool dishwasher. Whirlpool dishwashers with AccuSense soil sensor determine the soil level and size of the load and adjust time, water, and energy to get every dish perfectly clean. Get all the details on Whirlpool kitchen appliances today at Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center, downtown Madison, Minnesota. And be sure to check out the great selection of Lazy Boy furniture now available at Odin and Zimmelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center in Madison.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 24. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 48 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 37 tomorrow night. High temperatures reach up to 52 Monday with a chance for isolated showers. 54 sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday. A peek at the extended shows 47 Wednesday, 47 Thursday, and 49 on Friday. Another look at the short range, 24 tonight, 48 tomorrow, 37 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 46.
That's the latest in news and Weather Eye weather here on 92.1 FM, Q92.
The Madison Chiropractic Center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon. Dr. Clint Bond offers the latest in chiropractic care. Call for an appointment, 320-598-3089. That's 320-598-3089 for the Madison Chiropractic Center. There's no need to travel far for professional chiropractic treatment. You'll find it right downtown Madison, Minnesota. See Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, 508 West 4th Street, just east of Madison City Hall.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
The time is 5:38.
It's time for the Q92 Entertainment Calendar, a great way to find out what's happening at some of the fun spots and fine dining establishments around our Q92 listening area. There's a new restaurant in town in Appleton. It's El Conde Mexican Restaurant. Your favorite food truck is now a restaurant. Hours will be 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Takeout available by calling 320-289-8483. Pickup only, no delivery for now. Come on in for lunch or dinner. They serve authentic Mexican food, fajitas, enchiladas, tacos, tortas, burritos, quesadillas, and broth served with tortilla chips. Also serving chicken wings and burgers. They have desserts. Located on Highway 7 in Appleton, 831 North Munsterman Street. Come on in, check out El Conde Mexican Restaurant. And check out their Facebook page for specials and updates. Come on into the Rusty Duck, downtown Dawson. They're open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday. Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Closed on Sundays. For takeouts or reservations, you can call the Rusty Duck at 320-769-2544. That's 320-769-2544. And like them on Facebook. And don't forget about that meat raffle on Saturday starting at 4 p.m. with proceeds this week going to the Dawson Drakes baseball team. That's at the Duck, the Rusty Duck, downtown Dawson. Montevideo American Legion Post 59, Montevideo invites you to come on in for some things going on over there Monday through Saturday, happy hour, 3 to 5 p.m. Monday half for domestic 12-ounce taps, 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, imported 12-ounce taps, 5 to 8 p.m. They have five pull-tab boxes, e-tabs, and e-bingo, license number 00139. Be sure to check their Facebook page for updates and specials. And Saturday night, first bingo, doors open at noon, meat raffle at 4 p.m., Chippewa County Fair 2025 kickoff at the American Legion Post 59, Montevideo. Appleton VFW, located along South Highway 119, invites you to come in for a drink or a full meal. The bar is open 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday. The kitchen's open 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call for reservations or information, 320-289-1208 for the Appleton VFW. Saturday, loaded hamburger steak with gravy. That's at the VFW Post 4955 in Appleton. And don't forget about the Sunday, February 23rd brunch. Proceeds going to the Lackbarrow Valley Softball Booster Club. Served from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Omelets, hash browns, toast, juice, and coffee. That's Sunday the 23rd at the Appleton VFW Club. Madison VFW Post 1656 invites you to contact them for information on use of their fine facility. The ground floor and handicap accessible for special occasions, weddings, class reunions, birthday parties, anniversaries, special meetings. They're ready to accommodate you. They have on-site catering or kitchen rental available. Call for pricing, 320-598-7498. Stop by for a cool one. Try their Bar Bites and Harry's Pizza. Ask about the drink specials. Play some bingo Thursday nights at 6:30 at Madison VFW Post 1656, right downtown in Madison, Minnesota. Come on into the Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Get together with your friends. Enjoy a cool one. Have a great meal. Bars open 3 to closing Monday and Tuesday, 11 to closing Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, noon to close on Saturday. The kitchen is closed on Monday and Tuesday. The kitchen offers their lunch special, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday. The supper special, 5 to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Bellingham Legion offers electronic pull tabs and electronic bingo. At the Bellingham Legion, Adams dinner highlight, chicken stir fry over rice served with an egg roll. At the Bellingham American Legion Post 441. The kitchen at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center, West Highway 212 Dawson's, open Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The bar is open Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. They're closed on Sundays. Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center provides great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar or quiet dining. They're ready to accommodate any event, large or small. For information and reservations, call 320-769-4518. That's 320-769-4518 for Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center. West Highway 212, Dawson. Be sure to like them on Facebook and check out the golf simulators in Hilltop's Golf Zone. Who has the best pizza around? Well, it's P.K. Egan's at Canby, of course. P.K. Egan's Family Restaurants open daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Come on in for lunch. P.K.'s Fruit Punch and Coat Buns are a P.K. favorite, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They offer a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and other great food items. Remember that Pizza Buffet Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dine in or take out available by calling 507-223-5858. That's 507-223-5858. Bring the family to P.K. Egan's along Main Street in Canby. Table 212 Chop House, located along Highway 212 Montevideo, offers refined dining experience and contemporary decor. Join them for Sunday brunch, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can order breakfast for pickup, or if you prefer to dine in, feel free to stop or make online reservations. Or for information and placing the order, you can give them a call at 320-321-1281 or 320-469-0080. Website is table212chophouse.com. Hours closed on Monday, open Tuesday through Friday for lunch, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.